yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. We won't give you a one-size-fits-all van. We'll do you one better, a commercial van that's sized just right for you. The 2016 midsize Metris. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. Gym class coming your way, a midweek edition here on KGYM. We're going to talk college football coming up here in just a few minutes with head coach Tyler Staker. Also, Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, our world traveler, will be joining us here at the bottom of the hour. And it is Wednesday. That means Bowling Night in America preview. And we will have all that and more coming up. We'll keep you updated on what's happening in Toronto as well. It's Game 5 of the American League Championship Series. Game 4 of the National League Championship Series coming your way tonight. We'll talk all about it here on KGYM. Well, hi, everyone. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Wednesday edition of the gym class, 5 past the hour of 3 o'clock here in KGYM as we come your way from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on a sunny fall Wednesday afternoon. Lots to get to. We'll talk some football, fantasy football, co-college football. We'll get a Bowling Night in America preview, and we'll keep one eye on baseball anyway, going on at Rogers Center. Toronto and Cleveland Indians trying to close out the series. It is Game 5. Right now it's 3-1 in favor of the Tribe going into Game number 5 here this afternoon. How you doing, Mark?
Doing well. Looking forward to the baseball tonight, and certainly football towards the weekend. As you mentioned, Chris List going to join us, talk about fantasy football. A lot to ask him, and then Tyler Staker of the unbeaten Cohawks, number 17 in the country.
Number 17 in the country, number one in your heart for you, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We also have a Dr. Pepper prize pack we'll be giving away. We've done it all this week. They're very, very popular, and why not? Dr. Pepper, we love it. You're going to get a 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, a 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, some Dr. Pepper prizes, some KGYM prizes as well. And we will give you a chance to win that coming up here in just a little bit on the program here today. We start off with our poll question, Mark, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And it deals with the game you can hear tonight here at KGYM.
It does indeed. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Question is, what is the most likely outcome of the NLCS at this point? Dodgers in 5, 6, or 7, or the Cubs in 6 or 7? 5 choices for you.
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. And Rich Hill was dominating last night in that game in Los Angeles. Cubs offense right now is in a little bit of a tailspin, but it's only 2 games. We'll see what happens tonight. The youngster goes for the Dodgers. You got to think they're playing with house money a little bit right now. Who knows? Last time, the last big game was a Major League debut for this particular pitcher, and didn't come out and do real well. But this guy's got all the talent in the world, but this is certainly the biggest game and the biggest stage that he has ever taken as far as his career is concerned.
Yeah, you're speaking about Urias for the Dodgers, and he's 5-2 this year with a 3.39 earned run average. It's a big stage for a 19-year-old. I do believe the Dodgers are playing with house money because a 2-1 lead. And Kershaw waiting in the wings, probably game 6 in Chicago, if it gets that far. But I didn't think Rich Hill would outduel Jake Arrieta either. I mean, Hill was really, really good. And I don't think the Cubs were really tuned in to what he was offering. But it's going to be a very interesting game tonight. It's either 2-2 or 3-1, obviously, in favor of the Dodgers. And if it gets to 3-1, boy.
Then do you roll the dice again if you're the Dodgers and throw Kershaw on 3 days rest?
I was talking to Todd Bromelkamp before the show, and he believes Kershaw will go game 6, get his full rest, even if the Dodgers go up 3-1.
How about if they lose tonight?
It's still only 2-2. And you know, he can still throw in Chicago, even if the Dodgers are down 3-2.
I'm not ruling out the possibility. I think there's a shot. I think it's 50-50 he goes game five.
Mm.
Just my hunch. By the way, they're getting ready to throw pitch number one in Toronto between the Blue Jays and the Indians. As I mentioned, we'll keep you updated on that. Let us know what you think on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. Thanks to Jerry K. Ask Investment Services for helping us out.
Minor correction, Julio Urias has turned 20.
Oh, he's
20
now.
He's no longer a teenager. No.
Oh, man.
Turned 20 August 12th.
We're getting old, aren't we? By the way, while we're sending out happy birthday wishes, happy birthday to oldest son Ryan today.
Nice.
Yeah. Speaking of feeling old, dad is.
How old is he?
He's 23.
23, okay.
23 today.
Seemed like he was just on the sidelines at Kingston Stadium and on the diamond at Kennedy playing football and baseball. So,
23. Yeah. He's not listening. He's up at Cedar Falls in class right now. So, but I'd like to wish happy birthday to him today.
Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, Toronto was in the World Series when he was born.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the Carter walk-off?
I was, in fact, holding Ryan in the hospital when Joe Carter had his walk-off.
Wow.
So there you go. He knows that. I pretty much remind him that every time we see the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, I know, Dad. 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Wednesday edition of the program. Good stuff out there, though.
You weigh in anytime on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. That's also our phone line. Producer Alex Kuhn across the glass, ready to field any and all calls that will come that way. And you're going to want to keep that number when we bring in Chris Liss for your fantasy questions.
Absolutely. But before that, we're going to talk co-college football. And since they've got practice coming up at the bottom of the hour, we are going to get right to it. Tyler Staker is going to join us coming up next. We're going to talk with the head coach of the unbeaten Coco Hawks, and we'll do that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM.
The high school football pregame show on The Gym is presented by Holmes Murphy. Thinking ahead to find insurance solutions to lower your risk, your costs, and maybe even your blood pressure. HolmesMurphy.com.
Don't miss the action of your Cedar Rapids Rough Riders.
Friday night, the Chicago Steel invade the stable for Pink in the Rink, presented by Unity Point Health. The first 2,000 fans get a free pink cowbell, plus beverages, popcorn, and hot dogs are just $2. Wear pink to support breast cancer awareness and come cheer your riders on to victory. Happy hour begins at 5:30, puck drops at 7:05.
The party!
Details on the hottest game at the coolest place, visit RidertownUSA.com. Get your tickets today!
Be there!
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:13 on the Wednesday edition of the show. We've got baseball coming up tonight, Game 4 of the National League Championship Series between the Cubs and the Dodgers. 7 o'clock, we'll join up with ESPN's coverage, 7:08 with the first pitch coming up tonight. And that will be from Los Angeles with the Dodgers on top in that series, 2-1. Going to talk co-football right now. Head coach Tyler Staker joining us here as the Cohawks, as I know Mark knows and many people know out there, unbeaten on the season, coming off a big win on last Saturday up at Chalmers Field in Dubuque. And Coach, let me be the, 841st to say it, but congratulations on the win on Saturday.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. We we had three tough games right in a row with Wartburg to start off, and then Central, and then Dubuque. You know, looked at the schedule at the beginning of the season when I knew that was going to be a gauntlet for us. But our guys have fought all year long, and in the fourth quarter, we've come away with some really great performances and have allowed us to win those games.
Tyler, take us into the locker room and on that bus trip coming back to town.
From Dubuque?
Yeah.
the locker room celebration was pretty fun. The kind of funny story behind that is they gave us a key to get down into the locker room at halftime, and then after the game, the key wasn't working, so we stood outside the locker room, like on the edge of their field, for probably 10 to 15 minutes, and just trying to get into the locker room to have our post-game celebration. But man, that was a fun locker room celebration, and it was a nice bus ride home.
And nobody cared, did they?
Nobody cared at that point. Everyone was smiles.
Well, a great come from behind victory in a game between two unbeatens in the Iowa Conference. So much on the line in that one. Now, granted, there are still three games to go as far as the season is concerned. Nothing has been given to you as of yet, but to make it through that gauntlet of Wartburg Central and Dubuque like you did, that had to just be ecstatic.
Yeah, that was a big win for us at Dubuque. Obviously we knew going into that game, the winner of that football game was going to be in the driver's seat. But at the same time too, we know that we have games yet to play. We have a big one this week up at Luther. But that was a fun experience for us. I know for our guys, they just really worked hard. They've put a lot of hard work in, throughout the offseason and this year, and I'm just really proud of how they've played up until this point.
Trevor Hyland has been a big reason. It's a team sport, of course, but Trevor leading Division III in rushing, 164 yards a game, and toted the football 51 times at Dubuque. Previously, he was primarily a receiver. What was behind the move to running back?
The move to running back, he was such an unbelievable athlete in high school, and he was a great running back at Cedar Rapids Kennedy where he prepped. He had talked to me a little bit about playing running back earlier on in his career. We had two pretty good running backs at the time, and I was like, I really like you on the edge. You're a good receiver. You're a dynamic threat when you catch the ball. You can hit a home run. And so we didn't move him. And that was a big mistake on our part. We moved him this year, and we graduated two seniors last year, and we moved him to running back. We felt like he just had the ability to really put defenses, put a little scare in defensive coordinators. He has the ability to hit a home run at any point on the field. And he's been fantastic for us, leading the nation in rushing. The thing about Trevor is, yeah, he has that breakaway speed. He's lightning in a bottle, but he has stamina too. I mean, carrying the ball 51 times, those are Kerry Bender numbers for us. He set the school record for most carries in a game, and if you were watching in the fourth quarter, you wouldn't have known that was his 47th, 48th, 49th carry. I mean, he looked as strong in the fourth as he did in the first.
Well, I've had a chance to watch Trevor for a long, long time, going back to the Kennedy days, the early Kennedy days. And one thing about Trevor Hyland is he is very elusive, very quick, but he's very shifty, very good spin moves. Nobody gets a real good shot when he's carrying the football.
Yeah, that's exactly true. He's about as smooth a running back as you'll see. He is like a Cadillac out there. It doesn't look like he's straining. It doesn't look like he's working all that hard, but he is just breaking away from people when he gets out into the open field. You're exactly right, Scott. When he gets the ball inside the tackles, there's some guys that think they have a pretty clear shot on him, and he hits a spin move, he makes a little cut, and he breaks that tackle, and he comes off that tackle. They rarely get a good lick on him.
His brother Drew, player of the week on the defensive side, and that ought to make your dad and Defensive coach Steve Staker pretty happy too, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty cool that the Heitland brothers were the players of the week in the conference. I tell you what, you know, there's a lot of attention that's been given to Trevor, you know, but our offensive line has played fantastic. Those guys have done an excellent job. And then our defense has just played lights-out football. You know, they've really given us plenty of opportunities on offense to score points. To play this style of game where we're rushing it that many times, you have to have a good defense, and your defense has to be shutting teams down and not letting the opponent score. And, you know, it all starts up front with our defensive line. Those guys have played lights out.
Well, they have, and your defense has been very good. One thing about this defense, and I think the team in general, you're starting to reap the benefits, I think, of recruiting here locally. You got Kennedy guys, Prairie guys, Solon, Linmar, just Mount Vernon. They're guys that we know of, that you know of, that had great high school careers, and now they're doing the same thing on the college front for the Quahogs.
Yeah, that's been really big for us recruiting the metro area. You got Robbie Peters, you know, who starts for us at DN, who I think is second in the conference in tackles for loss. You know, Mount Vernon guy, Andrew Nedelecki, who prepped at Prairie, Jake Morris at Solon, Daniel Vega at Xavier, you know, Drew Heitland at Kennedy. You know, all those defensive linemen right there are from that metro area. But there's a handful of them too. You know, Andrew Johnson in the defensive secondary is a Kennedy a grad, Rory Seidel at Solon, you know, Trevor Heitland, obviously, from Kennedy, Demetrius Harper from Prairie. There's just a ton of guys, Colton Martin from Albernette. There's a ton of guys on our team, you know, that played right here locally. And so that's been really big for us in the recruiting. Now, not all those guys came to us right away. Some have transferred back, you know, from the first school that they went to, but you know, in the recruiting area, you know, for the Cedar Rapids metro area, we've done really well.
Tyler, it looked like you were in jeopardy against Central 2 weeks ago, at least in jeopardy of going to overtime when Central lined up for a 22-yard field goal, but it was blocked. How often do you block or practice blocking kicks?
That's funny that you asked that, Mark. So the last thing that we do on a Friday practice, we change our schedule up a little bit. So the last thing we do on a Friday practice is we do extra point field goal, and then we kick a field goal to win a game, and then we flip it around and we do field goal block. And the last block that we do, we call it kamikaze, where everybody comes to block, you know, block the kick to win a game. You know, so we practice that on Friday. You know, that's something that, you know, Larry Atwater, you know, practicing that block field goal, block extra point. You know, he's big on that. So we don't spend a lot of time doing it, but it is definitely something that we practice, and we practice it like it was a game-like situation where the game's on the line and we got to come through either with a kick or with a block. You know, the funny thing about that is, you know, that was Dylan Stapleton who blocked that kick, who's had a tremendous season for us this year. And he was, you know, he was kicked out of the game early on for targeting. And in the spring, the head coaches of the Iowa Conference got together. They said, you know, we need the ability to review this, targeting calls, and so we all voted on it, and it passed. So at halftime of that game against Central, the officials reviewed the targeting call that happened in the first half. He was allowed to come back into the game. They felt like the receiver had squared himself up and it was a clean hit, and then he ends up being the one to block the kick to win it for us. That was pretty special.
Tyler Staker, head coach of the Quahogs, joining us here at 3:23 on the Wednesday edition of the program. And your first year as coach, but former coach, your dad, Steve Staker, as Mark alluded to, now a defensive line coach, working with you and working with Larry Atwater, the longtime defensive coordinator. And you guys, you've changed roles a little bit, but I'm sure everything is still the same as far as you and your dad going over things and preparing for Saturday games.
Yeah, you know, I have. It's been a lot of fun. I've worked with my dad, you know, my entire life. If you go back to high school sports, you know, he was growing up in Fredericksburg. He was the head football assistant, basketball, head track, head baseball. He did Little League and T-ball, you know, when I was growing up too. So I've always been around him. when it's come to sports. And to have him on the staff has just been awesome. You know, he's been a great mentor for me. And to still have him around and to have that experience, it's been invaluable. And then Larry Atwater, you know, being here for 27 years, you know, he's so smart and sharp when it comes to game planning for different teams. You know, like, for instance, we play Luther this week, who's a triple option offense. And somebody asked me, like, well, how are you going to defend the triple option? I said, I don't have to worry. I've got Larry Atwater and Steve Staker. Those guys have seen that type of offense in the years that they've been coaching football. You know, you get a young defensive coordinator, might not really know what to do or how to defend up that triple option. So there's no doubt about it. Our success has been a big part with, you know, our staff and the type of chemistry that we have.
Is remaining focused the key now, Tyler, because you've got three games left and, excuse me, two of them on the road. None against contenders, but every team in this league can be dangerous.
Yeah. That's really important for us to remain focused. You know, one of the things that we've talked about all season long is each week we're 0-0. You know, that we're going into each game 0-0, looking to go 1-0 at the end of the week. And you know, we hammer that into our guys. You know, like keeping these guys grounded, making sure that, you know, we pay attention to the little things, that we stay focused and continue to get better and push ourselves every time we go out to practice. That's been something that we've really emphasized this week.
You're learning something new every day, being your first year as a head coach. I'm sure you're talking with your dad and the other members of the staff about it, but it's still your first year. It's still a learning process, I would imagine.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's definitely a learning process. It's nice once you get a calendar year under your belt and you kind of, you know, can look back and say, all right, you know, this is what we did at this time. This is what we did here. You know, but I've taken it and run with it. You know, we changed some things up in the way in which we practice, how we do things out at practice, a little bit more competition. But yeah, the other part that's been pretty good is the fact that I've been here for, you know, this is my 11th year here at Coe. So I think for the players on the team, they know what to expect going into the season. You know, they knew what we'd be doing offensively, what we'd be doing defensively. And then for me, too, you know, understanding, you know, the tradition here, understanding, you know, what it's been like in past seasons when we've been successful and trying to tap into that has definitely been an advantage.
Tyler, what would it mean for the program to get back to the Division III playoffs?
Oh, that'd be great. I mean, that'd be fantastic for the program. Yeah, the one thing that it's tough in Division III, I mean, there's, I don't know, 250-some Division III football programs and maybe more, you know, and there's only 32 that make the playoffs. So it's quite an accomplishment to be back into the NCAA playoffs, and that would just be huge for our program. It'd be huge for our guys, you know, but, you know, that would definitely be something that would be big.
I never understood why D1 administrators whine about, you know, missed class time and whatnot. D3's been doing it for years.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Well, you got a big task to get ready for Luther on Saturday because they are a triple option team, and you just don't see that much in college football anymore. And I know Coach Atwater and your dad and the rest of the D guys will be ready to go for this week.
Yeah, you know, when you play a triple option team, it's so important that everyone does their job. So the word of the week for us is accountability. You know, we have to be accountable to do our jobs, especially on defense, and just trusting the guy next to you that he's going to do his job as well. If you win on first and second downs, you know, that can be an advantage when you play triple option teams on third and long. So that's been a big emphasis for us.
Any special plans for your last home game in a couple weeks?
Oh, no. Nothing organized right now. I'm looking one game at a time, trying to get a W up in Decorah, Iowa.
Yeah, the last home game will be coming up a week from Saturday then when BV comes over. And it's always better to play BV here than to take the long bus trip up to Storm Lake, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'd much rather play them at home.
And the especially in late October, the breezes off the lake get a little bit chilly.
Tyler's got practice in a couple minutes.
That's right. We'll let you go, Tyler. Hey, congratulations to this point, and keep up the great work with the Cohawks, and tell everybody on campus hi.
Yeah, I appreciate the coverage. I'm a big fan of the gym class, so thanks for having me on.
Well, appreciate
thanks,
that.
Tyler.
Thanks for the kind words, and have a great game on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
Tyler Staker joining us, head football coach at the Cohawks. They will take on Luther up in Decorah. That'll be coming up on Saturday at Carlson Stadium up there in Decorah, on the north edge of Decorah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful northeast Iowa. There'll be some very pretty leaves.
Good time to make a drive up there
not
on
too
Saturday,
bad.
You bet.
Not too bad to make a time to make a drive up there. All right, 3:29. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out what in the world is with the world traveler, Chris Liss. He's going to Portugal now. I think he's still in Germany. We're going to find out all the answers to these very hard-hitting questions. And your fantasy football questions as well for Chris at 319-366-1600. Both on the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line and our phone lines as well. So stay tuned. More to come. It is the gym class coming your way on a Wednesday. By the way, Cleveland, a 1-0 lead, top of the second inning. Believe it was a double by Kipnis that brought in the run. We'll keep you updated on that. We'll come back to talk to Chris after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to do what you like, more freedom to watch the game, more freedom to play and do what makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Ian Eagle here from Thursday Night Football on Westwood One. Tony Baselli and I are set to bring you the call. NFC North action, the Bears and the Packers from Lambeau Field. Can Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay bounce back from Sunday's loss to the Cowboys for a win? Or will Chicago pull off the upset? Join us to find out and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Thursday Night Football, the Packers hosting the Bears. Thursday at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Back with you here on the gym class at 3:31. Thanks to Tyler Staker for joining us, a co-football coach. And coming up on the show tomorrow, we'll talk to John Crant from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. Also, it is the Pick 6 coming your way tomorrow. Trying to get hooked up with a Wisconsin beat writer as well. Talk Iowa-Wisconsin. Of course, that's the game coming up on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. We've got Before the Boom coming up at 9 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You guys will be at Coach's Corner in Iowa City then on Friday. Or excuse me, on Saturday. Well, they'll be there on Friday. You'll be there on Saturday right after the conclusion of Iowa-Wisconsin. And that should be a very interesting game and a very interesting postgame show.
Yep, join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. We'll be down there to watch the game. And then, as you said, after the game, analysis and comments from the stadium. Todd Brommelkamp checking in with us from Kinnick Stadium. So, looking forward to Saturday.
Yep, that'll be coming up on Saturday. Right now, your question's ready to go. Chris Liss at rotowire.com. Who's in Germany, but Chris, we read you are moving to Portugal. What? You're the world traveler, man.
What's going on, Scott?
You're going from Germany to Portugal now?
Yes, this is the last night in Germany. We're very depressed that we have to leave. Tomorrow we're going to Lisbon, and we're going to be there for 9 months. So next show is going to be the Cedar Rapids-Lisbon session.
Well, we have a Lisbon, Iowa that's about, 10 miles
away?
10 miles
outside of town,
so,
yeah.
But this will not be Lisbon, Iowa.
It could be. I don't know. We're going to Lisbon. When we get off the plane, we'll see. If the plane ride is really long, then maybe I'll end up in Iowa. But I think it's only 3.5 hours.
Well, if you come to Iowa, lunch is on us. All right.
Oh, great. I'll take you up on it.
We've got text already coming in for you, Chris. 319-366-1600 is that line if you'd like to ask Chris a question about fantasy football. 7966, non-PPR, Chris. Edelman, Pryor, or Shepard needs one.
Chris,
sorry, guys, I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Chris is answering a storm. we'll get to that coming up here in a moment.
Too loud, too much traffic. In. So what's going on? What's the story there?
Can you hear us, Chris?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
All right, 7966 is in a non-PPR, needs one of these, Edelman, Pryor, or Shepard.
I guess I got to go Edelman, banged up. And I think he'll get a lot of volume, but I don't want to take a chance. If you have to decide right now, I would take Edelman. I know he hasn't done much, but it's a pretty good setup for him in Pittsburgh, and I would take him.
31-35, I would like to know your opinion on starting Carson Palmer or Carson Wentz.
It's only Carson's. Is there a Carson slot on this team? I think I would go with Palmer against Seahawks. It's not a great matchup, but it's at home. Carson Wentz is also at home, but he's facing the Vikings, and I'll go with Palmer.
66-87 is in a standard league, needs one of these, Chris. Pryor, John Brown, or Randall Cobb?
Cobb's banged up. Pryor's banged up. John Brown's a tough one because he's going against Seattle. But actually, he might be the one guy that can get free, right? Because Sherman is really big. You know, shut down one of the bigger receivers like Fitzgerald or Floyd. I think John Brown is the one guy that can maybe get free against Seattle. So I'll go John Brown.
I've got a question here, Chris, from 3387, and that is, and I think I know the answer. This is an ethical question. What's the etiquette if you know you'll be in last place in your league? Is it okay to just give up and not field a viable team each week? I know your answer to that.
You know, it's never too early to quit. You know, that's my motto in life. It's just, if it's not going well, you know, life's short. You know, you got to go out and enjoy yourself on Sunday. There's no reason to be a slave to the football games every day. But no, you should at least set an active lineup. You don't have to kill yourself on the waiver wire every week, but don't have an injured guy in there. Just at least make the basic waiver pickup before Sunday and get somebody. You can half ass it, but don't zero ass it, is basically what I'm saying.
0439, Jamal Charles or Mohamed Sanu for a flex in a PPR league.
Those aren't great options. I think Sanu is a little banged up, too. But I guess I'm going to go with playing Sanu in a PPR for now. I just don't know what Charles' workload will be. So, you know, it is against the Saints. You know what? I'm going to say if Charles looks great, what do you think, Scott? You're the KC guy. You know about what's going on. Is Charles going to get 12 to 15 carries? Because I don't see any reason why he should. Ware has been amazing the last 2 years. What do you think?
He has been what I have read, and from getting into it on the internet and talking with people that I know in Kansas City and in the area, that his workload is going to be progressively going up, but it's not going to increase like 10 carries unless he's red hot on a Sunday. Now, if he comes out and gets 20, 25, and 30 in his first three carries against the Saints, he might keep him in there, but they just don't want to press him too quickly. So you're going to get a lot of Spencer Ware, though.
Right. That's my feeling. The Saints are a great matchup for him, but there's really no reason. I mean, if they want to ease him back, this is a great game to ease him back still because they should win. They've got where, you know, use him when you really need him. So it's close. Sanu, again, is banged up. If they're both completely healthy, I probably go Sanu. That over-under in that game is 53.5. That's the biggest over-under on the board. Atlanta's a big favorite. They're supposed to score a lot of points. I'd narrowly say Sanu.
Tons of texts coming in for you, Chris. 7966, is Deion Lewis worth adding at this point?
If you have a deep bench and you have a total scrub to drop. You know, if you have Vincent Jackson, who's out for the year, okay. But you got to remember, he's not cleared yet to come back. Maybe a few more weeks. New England has a bye-in, like week 9 or so. And then, you know, James White's still there. There's just a lot of competition for touches in New England. So, yes. There is upside down the road, but I wouldn't drop anybody, you know, really useful for him yet.
22-70 in a PPR league, Hoyer or Wentz?
Hoyer.
Been tough, hasn't he?
He's done all right. He's missed just 300 yards. He didn't get any touchdowns last week, but, you know, Green Bay's missing Sam Shields. Their other cornerback, I can't remember his name, is dinged up. He had a groin problem. So they are very thin in the secondary, and I just think Hoyer has a chance to be good. It's weird. It's a Thursday game, and Thursday is usually a disaster. So it's just that Wentz is facing the Vikings. So I'm going to pack it so much better.
1954, Chris, non-PPR, Witten, or I am assuming this is Marcellus Bennett.
I would go Bennett. Bennett has much better chance to score a touchdown, and in non-PPR, it's all about the touchdown.
94-89, I'm sorry. Kyle Rudolph, John Brown, Devontae Booker, or Travis Benjamin as my flex?
Benjamin, probably. I really like Booker's like long-term upside, but I need to see whether they give him the role or not.
97-82, Edelman or Cobb?
I'm going to say Edelman.
What's wrong with Aaron Rodgers and the Packer offense?
And I don't know. And, you know, this is not a two-game slump. This is 22 games. People are still waiting. The Packers opened at 9-point favorites over the Bears. And I'm thinking, you know, I know they were great from 2010 to 2014, but, you know, even last year was a long time ago, and he wasn't great last year. And this year he's been worse. I don't know what's wrong with him. To me, he was the greatest quarterback of all time when he was at peak, when he was good, and he was saddled with a bad coach in Mike McCarthy. But I don't know. I can't explain it this year.
Back to the text line, 3560 needs two out of these three, Emmanuel Sanders, Jordy, or A.J. Green?
A.J. Green and Emmanuel Sanders.
4635 is in a
peep. Jordy doesn't look right to me either, probably. I don't know. He's not himself.
Let's go to 2529. Forsett, Sanu, or Edelman in a PPR league? They want to know who to start.
Edelman.
4635 is in a PPR as well. James Brown or Jamal Charles?
James Brown is the godfather of soul. He's also born on my birthday, as it happens. And he's the second most soulful person born on my birthday. But I don't know. You mean John Brown?
I believe it's John Brown. I should have edited that, Chris.
Yeah, I love James Brown. Don't get me wrong. Who are they? John Brown and who else?
Jamal Charles.
It's a tough matchup for Brown. I guess I'll go Charles, but keep an eye on the reports. Keep reading up all the way till game day on Charles. Make sure, listen to what Andy Reid's saying. Make sure that they're going to commit to him.
Big Red won't say anything, man.
I know. You got that James Brown track queued up yet, Scott?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I feel good, though.
2380 needs two of these four in a PPR. Tate, Riddick, Meredith, and Sanders.
Tate, Riddick, Meredith, and Sanders. I guess I'm going to go Sanders. And in the PPR, I'm going to go Meredith. I know that Lambeau Field's been sort of a house of horrors for the Bears, but Cutler's not playing, so we'll see. I'll go Meredith.
1954, by the way, we have no Bob Dylan questions for you, Chris. 1954, Blunt or Carlos Hyde?
Blunt. Carlos Hyde is banged up, and Tampa is actually quite good against the run.
93-55 is in a PPR, needs two of these four receivers, T.Y. Hilton, Macklin, Travis Benjamin, or Kenny Britt?
Ooh, those are good. I like Hilton and Macklin. I have a feeling about Macklin. Scott, you can give your opinion on this, but I think this is the week for him. You know, it's a great matchup. He's been quiet all year, but he's still a number one receiver, and I think they're going to get him the ball this week.
Yeah, and the Saints' defense is not as good outside the Superdome. They're not great anyway.
Inside the Superdome,
right?
Even worse.
But they give up more yards outside the Superdome, so. I'm happy okay. The Saints are coming to Kansas City, Cajun Troy.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little nervous. I hope I'm not jinxing them, but I made them my survivor pick and my best bet, -6.5.
Oh.
93-55 needs one in the Standard League. Ryan Matthews, Isaiah Crowell, or Gio Bernard?
I'm going to go Gio Bernard against the Browns.
55-05 is in a PPR and needs a flex. Shepard, Fuller, James White. Doesn't have James Brown.
Shepard just has not gotten it going really yet. McAdoo is so conservative. I'm going to say James White in Pittsburgh.
77-39 with Big Ben out. Do I go Alex Smith or Phillip Rivers?
I'm going to go Rivers. I like Smith's matchup a lot, but Rivers with a very high over-under total, probably throw the ball 45 times.
33-54 needs two and a non-PPR. Jeffrey, Meredith, Cooks, Pryor.
Jeffrey and Cooks.
1878, two max roster PPR, Chris. I have Matt Ryan, but do I drop Roethlisberger for Marcus Mariota or hold on till Ryan's bye week number 11?
Drop him. Ryan's fine to use, and quarterbacks can be found.
Chris Liss joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the program, answering your questions from the Jerry K. Ask text line. 8313 wants to know Tyrod Taylor or Bortles, and Riddick or Jordan Howard for a flex.
I'll go Bortles at quarterback, and I'll go Jordan Howard at flex, even though Green Bay has been very good at throw up.
0439, is Ebron coming back anytime soon?
I don't know. I wish I did. I picked him up in my two tight end league, and I'm hoping he comes back if I need him to, but there hasn't been much news, at least as of a couple hours ago. But we will see. Check later in the week for practice report.
Continuing there, if not, do I start C.J. Fedorowicz or pick up Vernon Davis in a 16-team PPR?
That's very close. Fedorowicz has had two good games, but it's a terrible matchup. But at the same time, that's how you've got to attack Denver as a tight end. Mm-hmm. You can't get anything done on the outside. The Lions are terrible. Mm-hmm. If Jordan Reed is out, go Davis. If Jordan Reed's going to play, go Fedorowicz.
94-89, Seattle or Vikings defense?
Both good, but go Vikings in this matchup.
I believe that's the first defensive question that we've had in several years, so keep them coming.
It's a historic moment.
What's the deal with Odell Beckham, man? Can he just catch a pass without having a 10-minute dramatic interpretation on the sidelines?
Here's the thing. I mean, the NFL's taunting and celebrating. I mean, come on, who cares? You know, they let these guys have some fun. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be the no fun league. You know, I mean, you're not doing any damage to anybody. What are they really worried about? So I love Odell Beckham. I'll defend him. Of course, I'm a Giants fan. He's the only thing right with that franchise. You know, and I wish they would fire the entire organization and just keep Odell Beckham. So I think don't worry about him. He's going to get you 50 yards in penalties a year, and he's going to get you 1,500 in receiving yards. I think you take the deal.
By the way, our producer Alex wants to know, do you have any advice for him after losing a fantasy football game to Mark Dukes?
I don't know if I can recommend the alternative that I'm thinking of, but it involves a very final situation. I think, you know, maybe just like chopping your own arm off or something would be sufficient.
You can only hope to contain me, Chris. I put together a pretty good squad up to now. So
are they terrified of you, Mark? Your team's big. What did I give you? Did I give you an A in your squad, Mark?
Oh, I've made some moves since then. I've got Brady in the lineup now. I've got Beckham and Cooper at the wideouts. I've got DeMarco Murray and Devontae Freeman, picked up Jimmy Graham last week, Gostkowski and the Bills.
Scott, how do you let that happen in your team? That's just on your watch. You let this happen?
I'm 5-1. I'm doing all right.
Don't get cocky. Don't let Mark assemble some super team like this.
He does have a good team. I lost last week because most of my team was on a bye. I knew we were going to struggle in this last week, so that happens.
Let Mark. You got to crush Mark's spirit before he even gets going.
22-28, trying to replace Hyde, Jay Ajayi, Ty Montgomery. What do you think?
I would go Jay Ajayi for sure.
He's coming off a 200-yard. Remember, Nile Davis, I don't think he's probably going to play tomorrow night. If he does, it's going to be very little. But the Packers just traded with the Chiefs to get Nile Davis, and Eddie Lace is out tomorrow night. That's official now.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard to tell what the Packers are going to do. It's awesome that they decided to go without a backup running back when their starter was hurt, and then he aggravated the injury to the point that now he's out a month. That was really brilliant on their part. I don't know. Maybe now they will be the guy to say.
66-18, Bernard or Baldwin, that's a trade. Would you make it?
I'd rather have Baldwin, but it's in the ballpark.
68-82, is Matt Forte worth an RB2 spot anymore in a PPR league?
Very borderline. You know, depending what your alternatives are, but I'm not going to give you an enthusiastic yes, but that's what you're looking for.
56-92, I have to start Ryan Tannehill as my backup quarterback this week, or should I try to pick up Mariota, Tyrod Taylor, or Bradford?
I would use Mariota for sure against Colts.
94-89 needs two of the following, Jordan Howard, C.J. Anderson, Devontae Booker.
I guess you got to still go C.J. over Booker and Howard, but C.J.'s in jeopardy a little bit.
18-78, Will Fuller, Terrence West, or Alan Hearns in my flex PPR?
West, even though the matchup is tough.
Should I not even think about starting anybody besides Brady going forward? He's at Pittsburgh this week. I've also stashed Eli playing the Rams in London and Derek Carr at Jacksonville this week.
I like all of them this week, but I feel like you got to start Brady. It's not a good setup. I don't like them playing a backup quarterback. It's not going to be a shootout. If Roethlisberger were there, it would be like one of the best matchups all year. But I just think Brady is such money in the bank, I would still use him.
Yeah.
Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared should I be that there is no Big Ben now in Pittsburgh since I have Antonio Brown?
I'll say 12.
That's what I kind of figured.
No, I mean, he's still going to be worth, you know, he's still going to be valuable, but, it's not good.
22-28 Montgomery or Crabtree?
Crabtree.
Raiders are going to bounce back. That's been kind of their M.O. They're
too
good.
Plus one against the spread, Scott, so I agree with you.
Yeah, they're too good not to. That's a good team. That's a good team, even though.
I don't agree with that, but at least they're facing Jacksonville. They got that going for them.
Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Chris, let us know a little bit about, let us know a lot about what you got at rotowire.com. You mentioned the injury reports. That's a great place to go check those out. And anything else you have at the website?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Scott. Rotowire.com/trial is a free 10 days. You don't need a credit card. You just put in your email and decide in 10 days whether you want to actually pay for it or not. But you can see everything. We got all the latest injury reports, updates, cheat sheets just for this week. So all these start fit questions. These guys are ranked at every position, so you can look who's higher ranked and see who to start. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
Hey, good luck, Chris, on the move to Portugal, man.
Thank you, Scott. And next week, I will do it from there.
All right. Have fun.
All right. Take care.
Chris List, rotowire.com. Berlin, Germany, now Lisbon, Portugal next week.
Was it related to his wife's line of work, something like
that?
Yes. Right?
Yes.
So, Chris is not going to choose to work for RotoWire in Berlin and in Lisbon, right?
In Portugal. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's with his wife. He's doing a good husband thing for a year.
Yeah.
So spent 3 months in Germany and now going to Lisbon, Portugal for 9 months. There you go. If you can do it, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Great adventure you're never going to get a chance to do again. Cleveland has added another run. Oh. It's now 2-0. Santana with a deep shot for a home run, solo number, and it's 2-0 in favor of Cleveland. Top of the third inning, man on with two outs right now, and I think McNapoli at the plate right now. Party in Napoli's.
NLCS game 4 tonight. Dodgers and Cubs. We'll have it for you on KGYM. Emil's Hideaway poll question today, KGYMradio.com. What is the most likely outcome of the NLCS at this point? Dodgers in 5, 6, or 7, or the Cubs in 6 or 7. Getting you the results right now, and
Dodgers
in 7
is leading at this point.
Yeah,
that'd make a fun series for FS1 at this point, or Fox Sports.
Wouldn't be so much for fans.
No, yeah, Cleveland, man, If they hold on, they'll be looking for their first World Series title in over 50 years. And, of course, the Cubs, first one over 100 years. And it's been a while for the Dodgers, too, even though they've got a long litany.
88, is that right?
World Championships. I want to say yes, but I'd have to go double-check on that for sure. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. As we head to break, going to give you an opportunity to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack. That'll be coming up next, a 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, a 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, and a whole lot more. And give us a call, 319-366-1600. Caller number six, you'll get a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Back to talk a little Wednesday night bowling in America when we return.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of being compared to products that work as hard as you do? Why not choose a brand like Valvoline that works harder now so you don't have to break your back later? Get 5 quarts of Valvoline Sin Power Full Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage for just $26.99 at Advance Auto Parts. Synthetics with a reputation for reducing engine wear, which could save you a trip under the hood later. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road. See store for details.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you, and congratulations going out to Kevin of Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack. Got another shot with us tomorrow. Got another shot with the APC coming up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. They will have a Little Caesars pizza prize pack for you. 5 free Little Caesars pizzas to be given away by the APC today, tomorrow, and on Friday. Hot out of the oven, fresh, delicious Little Caesars hot and ready classic pizza at Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, or Iowa City locations. So stay tuned for the APC, and Gary Rima will also be joining him coming up, I believe, at 4:30. Tristan Cockcroft will join him as well. And by the way, a big thanks our segment there that you just heard with our friend Chris Liss of rotowire.com, brought to you by I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsors of fantasy football right here on KGYM. Official sponsor Bowling Night in America is May City Bowl. Mr. Mark Dukes, you, me, Rusty, who's going to be really outnumbered tonight, and others on for the Rusty Nails.
Tanner the Blade, Bob Davidson, Rod Bruner filling out the lineup, and we've got a tough assignment tonight, Scott. And that would be against Durline Scale, defending league champions.
Two-time.
Surging as well this year.
11 out of 12.
We are tied with Durline and a couple others for fourth place in the league at 13 and 11, 3 games back of the league leaders. So, yeah, tough assignment tonight.
This separation Wednesday, dare I say?
Well, it's early in the season. It's a long season, but it'd certainly be nice to get the best of these guys just once.
They're tough. They're the toughest out in the league.
Well, there's a reason they've won two straight titles.
They got good bowlers out there. But we're going to try to slow them down a little bit. We're going to get pins tonight, though, by golly.
Sure will. Lanes 27-28 out of May City. Another week of Bowling Night in America. And looking forward to that. And looking forward to see our friends out there at the alley. They're always ready to host you for a party, a company outing, what have you. Give them a call, 362-0136. Visit the Pro Shop. Andy doing a great job out there. The website is maycitybowlcr.com.
Yeah, stop on by. And got some great stuff in the Pro Shop as well. And, hey, if you're looking for something to do, go on out there. Times for free bowling and open bowling. It's a great thing to do with the family. So,
nothing beats a bowling alley tenderloin, does it?
No.
Uh-huh.
Not at all. So we'll give you an update on how things went coming up tomorrow. John Krant will join us coming up tomorrow as well. And the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6. As we won by 4 last week. We'll see what happens this week. Good slate of games that Todd has put together for us.
Indeed. A lot of the lines not posted yet, but Todd has posted at least given us the games we're going to pick on the week. And tough as always.
Through 3, it's Cleveland 2, Toronto nothing. If the Indians win, they wrap up the American League pennant today. Game 4 between the Dodgers and the Cubs coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM with a 7:08 first pitch. Now, Mark, we will see you tonight. We'll see you tomorrow as well.
Sounds great.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. It's a huge end of the regular season battle in Class 4A District 8 this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join John Hegarty and me Friday at 7 from Kingston Stadium.